fun together.
The Fox Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
No, I just can't do it. I can't. If my friend and my partner were here, he'd be something like, "It's a freaky, frantic Friday." Folks, I can't do it. I'm sorry. But, hey, welcome to Let's Talk for a Friday morning. Hi, friends. Scott Giese with you, and I'll be with you here, apparently, for quite a long time. All right, if you're a regular listener, you already know that our friend the Ironhead, Jeff Byers, he and his family are on an awesome family vacation for about a week and a half. If you have been listening, he and the group are going to Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming, which someday, I want to go take that trip. All right. I've seen pictures. But they're going to be there for a few days. Then apparently they're going to hop a plane and go to Florida for a special event, coming up later next week. So he mentioned yesterday, I assume he's got his numbers accurate. Apparently, where they're going in Wyoming, the low tonight is supposed to be 12 degrees. Woo-hoo. Okay, it was 32 at my house last night, or this morning. 12 degrees, and apparently when they eventually get to Florida, it's going to be about 90 degrees. All in the span of a week. Can you imagine doing that? I can't say, I don't think I've ever done that before. 12 degrees one place, 90 degrees is the next place. We talked about this yesterday, like, how many bags are you taking? You got the winter wear in one bag, and you've got the summer wear in another bag. Either way, I'm seriously jealous. I mean, I am tremendously jealous. He's going to have a great time, and much deserved. So, yours truly is driving the show until, well, the end of next week. Oh, man, what are we going to talk about? Oh, we've got plenty to talk about. Got some great guests scheduled for next week. Today, though, we have an open line show. And frankly, that starts right now. All right, if you'd like to chime in on something, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Our sports segment we'll have in the next segment. We got plenty of stuff there. Of course, plenty of hot topics out there. Local, state, national, you name it, they're all out there. Plenty to talk about. I suppose my theme for today might be, okay, let's see what trouble we can get in today. Local, we'll save this for later. Well, as I like to sometimes say, we're going to save the heavy stuff for later, all right? Penn State President Dr. Neely Bendapudi coming out yesterday talking more about Commonwealth campuses closing, when they're going to announce that. I have the official letter right here in my hot little hands, and so we'll talk about that later on. I can't say I'm surprised at what she shared yesterday. Frankly, I'm surprised at what they had prior to that. Like timing and stuff like that. So we'll save that for a little later on. Other heavy topics. Over the past few days, I've just been, I'm driving out and about and watching coverage and all this sort of stuff. You know, all this thing, I mean, 3 months now from Washington has just been they've been a blur, all right? It's been a blur. For some folks, it's been a nice blur. For some folks, it's been a horrifying blur. It's been a blur. And I've got some thoughts on why they're doing this and the way they're doing this. Like, why, this is unprecedented. It just is. Trump and company, as I like to call them. It's what they've tried to do in 3 months, no one's ever tried to be that ambitious before. So I've got some thoughts. We're going to save that for later in the show. And if you have some thoughts, if you agree, great. If you don't, if you disagree, hey, call in. We'll give you the floor. All right. Again, the heavy stuff we'll save for a little bit later on. In the meantime, all right, of course, today, you know, freaky, frantic Friday. No, forget that. How about just a good Friday? All right, you know where I'm going with this, all right? It's Easter weekend. Good Friday means schools are closed today. Now, not Penn State. I'm talking, you know, K-12 schools are all closed today. Now, depending on where you are, your Easter weekend is longer or shorter. Let's see if I have this right. State College and Bellefonte have just today. So you guys have a three-day weekend. That's all you have is today. And I'm going to assume over at State High, they're probably breathing a bit easier because of the week they have had. Of course, with that alleged incident that was going to take place this coming Monday, the 21st, you know, with the perpetrator, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do bad things and so on. And all of the security measures they've had to deal with over there this week. Again, from what I understand, they're going to do it again on Monday. Because Monday, from this person, allegedly Monday was going to be the day that I'm going to do something. Okay. So the security measures are supposed to continue at least through Monday. We'll see if it maybe stretches further into next week. And obviously that's up to the officials and authorities to figure out. So we'll kind of keep tabs on that. Penns Valley, Baldy Galeria have today and Monday off. So you have a nice four-day weekend, all right? Over in Phillipsburg, they've been celebrating already. Again, different school districts do their calendars differently. Over at PO, they're either Easter break, spring break, whatever they're calling it over there, began on Wednesday and continues through Monday. So over, I've got some happy Mounties over there with a nice six-day mid-April break. All right, where's my bell? Hold on. I'm in a different chair today. All right, there we go. Nice six-day break for the Mounties. So congratulations, I guess, to them. They're having a good time. Weather, very cooperative. Hopefully you were out and about. Yesterday was a beautiful day, just gorgeous day. Today looks like a gorgeous day. Temperatures 70s today, tomorrow, maybe a touch of rain tomorrow. We'll see, but this is, I would call this a terrific Easter weekend. I know yesterday at my house, I live in Penns Valley, and I thought, okay, all winter long, we have an indoor porch. All winter long, we have brought in our large potted plants. I mean, we're talking like big giant pots where we grow herbs. My wife and I grow herbs like basil and thyme and, you know, stuff that you can use in cooking and so on. Well, all winter long, they've been on the porch. I've been afraid to put them back outside, thinking, okay, you know, my friend Joe Bastardi, weatherball.com, said, yeah, cold, 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 and he's been pretty darn accurate. But I think starting today, I think this afternoon, it's time to roll them back out. How about you? All right. Maybe you've been waiting to do some planting of various kinds and so on. I think it's time. I know in my travels, just, you know, driving around, I've, you know, looked left and right and I see mowed lawns. I think yours truly is going to have to get on the lawnmower next week. I think it's about time. I've fired it up. All right, lawnmower's ready to go, but I've been kind of waiting. All right, next week I think is the time. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, some various things. First off, I think I've mentioned this before. Blood donations. Again, the American Red Cross folks, which for us, they're based out of Johnstown and come up this direction for, you know, blood donation drives and so on. Not just here, I think nationally. The Red Cross is just, they are desperate to get more blood donors because the blood supply in hospitals and clinics and so on, it's not much. I mean, it's rather thin, rather bare, maybe depending on blood types and so on. If there were some type of a major emergency or something, hospitals and clinics would be in a real jam. to just have enough blood for, you know, surgeries and stuff like that. The blood supply is really low, and the Red Cross is desperate to get more donors to make a donation. Now, you can do a web search for, I guess, American Red Cross, and you can find some kind of schedule on there that talks about, you know, upcoming donation dates and points where you live. There is a blood donor app for your smart device, you know, smartphone and so on. So you can, it's free. You can download that and you know, put in your zip code and it'll pop up. Okay, we've got this one. There's a bunch of drives. All right. Penn State always has a number of drives on campus. Local churches and sometimes schools have drives. Problem is, not nearly enough people are showing up to make a donation. And I can immediately tell that things are getting desperate, because I remember in the old days when, I guess it, somehow it wasn't that much of a problem, you would just go and donate. And they would thank you, and you get some food there, you know, to replenish yourself and all that sort of stuff. And then they started doing giveaways, all right? Popular giveaway is you get a T-shirt. Okay, you get a Red Cross T-shirt. All right, that's fine. I get it. I've had several of those over the years because I'm a regular donor. T-shirt's nice. And then a while back, they started giving away $5 gift cards. So you could get, you know, do your donation, and then they send you like a code or something, and it's a $5 gift card. And you could use it with Amazon. You could use it with lots of stores and other things. All right, $5. That's cool. You know, maybe I would, you know, go to a restaurant and get a sandwich or a drink or something like that. For the month of May, I think it's the first 3 weeks of May, it's now up to a $20 gift card. Now, I know the Red Cross is desperate when they up the total now to $20. You go give a blood donation, and after it's, you know, accepted and all that sort of thing, then you'll get a message for your $20 gift card. Now, that is a significant amount of money. All right, it really is. Again, they're desperate. They really need more donors. So could that be you? All right. I've been a regular blood donor for years because it's, I don't know, call it civic responsibility or whatever. I'm able to give, and so I give. In my particular case, I'm told I have a somewhat rare blood type. So the Red Cross, we'll put it this way. I just signed up for another donation, which is going to be in May. I just did this the other day. And before that, I got 3 phone calls from the Red Cross. And unfortunately, I didn't take any of them. I wasn't trying to be rude or something. I was busy. I got 3 in a week. I'm not sure I've ever gotten 3 phone calls in a week. So that's more evidence that they are just desperate. We need more blood donations. So if you want to think about that, maybe you've never done this before. It's nothing to be scared of. Yeah, when they give you the needle for a moment, ouch, okay, but then that passes and you're fine. The person is there with you all the time. Make sure everything's cool. Now, there are certain, you know, restrictions. You have to be a certain weight because, you know, for folks that are really, really light, taking a pint of blood might be a little too much. Your iron level needs to be good, you know, solid. Again, same thing. If they take a pint of blood from you and your blood and your iron level is low, okay, that's not good. You know, you just need to be, you know, a certain size, men, women, whatever. They need more donors. And so this is my free pitch, if you will, for the Red Cross. They really are asking for help. And now again, if I read this correctly, this is about the first 3 weeks of May. If you make a donation somewhere in that zone, $20 gift card. I'm thinking, whoa, I have never seen a $20 gift card before. So that's very interesting. All right, what else do we have? Now, show of hands. Okay, this is on the radio, so play along, all right? Show of hands, frankly, if you could stand to lose a few pounds. All right, my hand is in the air. Come on, I'm looking out there in radio land. If you're in your car, office, whatever. Okay, I'm seeing some hands. All right, put your hands down. Your folks around you are like, what's he putting his hand up in the air for? Just put it down. We have these weight loss drugs, which we've all heard about, and apparently some of you are using. I don't have the statistic. We had this weeks ago that maybe it was one out of six. I'm not sure if that's right. One out of six Americans are using one of these weight loss drugs, which I'm stunned by that because, man, first off, that's a lot of people, number one. Number two, the cost for this thing is woo-hoo up there. But it appears that for essentially everybody that uses this stuff, it works. I mean, it works. You lose weight, which, you know, most of us, we'd love that, right? Okay. You know, I've got a few too many pounds around the middle. I could stand to lose weight. I haven't done this sort of thing because the cost is prohibitive in some particular cases. Now, these are these injectable things. And so, if I'm correct, you do this once a week. You, I guess, give yourself an injection. And whatever is in this, and there's several versions of this now, and they all have fancy names. Manjaro, Zepbound, let's see, what else? Ozempic, Wegovy, all right. A couple of different drug companies have come out with these things now. Again, they're injectable. And originally they were created for people who are diabetic. And the idea is, you know, controlling your blood sugar and what they noticed along the way that, hey, people are losing weight. Well, that's interesting. And then apparently celebrities and whatever found out about this and they started using this stuff and they started losing weight and then word just started to spread. Like, okay, you don't necessarily have to be diabetic to use one of these drugs. And apparently, if it's not every instance, it's almost every instance, this stuff works. And now, of course, everybody's like, whoa, this is great. And you don't necessarily have to, you know, sweat yourself to death in a gym or, you know, seriously, you know, restrict your diet, like starve yourself. Nah, never do that, folks, by the way. Don't do that. So you don't, and these drugs work. Well, now there's apparently a new version. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in a moment. Apparently, Eli Lilly now has come out, or they're working on a pill version of this, which apparently you take a pill every day, this particular pill, and it's got a fancy name. I can't even pronounce it. I don't know what it is. But they've come out with this pill that apparently does the same thing as these shots. You take a pill a day, and you lose weight. Now, that sounds like dreamland, doesn't it? Take a pill a day, lose weight. All right, Eli Lilly announced that this week, and, of course, their stock, boom, went through the roof. Like, people are loving this. Now, this is very preliminary, all right? But apparently, according to their tests up to this point, the stuff works. So I don't have a cost yet. The cost, apparently, for the shots, this is why I'll never do this, $1,300 a month. Oh, my gosh. How much? And this is a weekly thing. So let's see. Divide that by four. That would be like, ooh, $300 and some a week for a weight loss drug. No, I think I'll do it the old-fashioned way. But these pills, if this is, you know, proceeds, how much will the pills bill or be? Do you have, I assume you'd have to get a prescription from your doctor. We don't know that part yet. But it's amazing. Weight loss drugs, here we go. Are we all going to be on weight loss drugs at some point in the future? I don't know. It makes me wonder. All right, before we take a break, let's take a quick call, and we'll say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk. Oh, no, we lost him. All right, I talked too much. That's my fault. We're going to take a break in a moment. Hold the calls until a little bit later on, because we have our sports segment coming up next. Unless somebody is really persistent and wants to try again. Let's try again. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was listening to you talking about the weight loss.
Okay, you're on a cell phone and you're breaking up. I got part of that. Try again.
I said I was listening to you talking about the weight loss drugs.
Okay, go ahead.
My doctor put me on that about 8 months ago.
All right.
And I'm on Ozempic.
Okay.
And doctor about 3 weeks ago, and my A1C is 6.8.
Well,
you still lose the weight.
That's amazing.
I mean, you're not eating all the time. It's just it cuts your cravings for food out, so you could go where you normally were piecing. You're not piecing now.
All right, now I've got a question. Okay, I think I know the answer to this question, but let me ask a question because you mentioned your doctor, you mentioned some numbers there. When you started doing this, you really needed, in other words, your doctor said, you need to do this. It's not a situation where you said, I think I'd like to do this. It sounds like for you it was more of a need, or do I have that wrong?
Not really. We just, you know, when you go and see your doctor, you're talking about different things, and I said about the A1C being up, and he said, well, we could try this Ozempic. He says, I have heard that it does help, or I might have mentioned it to him because my buddy at work is on, he's on Trulicity, and he's down to like 178 pounds, and he used to be 240 plus.
Whoa.
And he was telling me how, you know, so I mentioned it to the doctor, maybe, I can't remember, but he said, you will, and then he told me when I was just in to see him, my A1C, like I said, got down to 6.8. And he said, it probably won't drop any lower than that.
Okay.
So I said, do I still take the Ozempic? He says, yes. He said, because it will, you know, it'll keep the weight, you know. I mean, I'd love to get under 200, but I'm not, in my age, I'm not concerned about it. You know, 208, I'm happy with that. I can get around a lot better. I feel a lot healthier. And, you know, it does work. It just takes away the cravings. It gives you a little bit of a nausea stomach when you first start taking it. For anybody who's thinking about it, you do get like a nausea after, you know, I take my shot on a Saturday, and about Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll get like an upset stomach throughout the day. But after a couple weeks, it goes away. And I mean, I don't remember what I do pay on my insurance. I don't pay it an awful lot, but it's well worth it.
All right, let me ask one question, and we got to take a break here. Has your doctor told you, all right, you're on this thing right now and it's working, that's great. What happens if you stop? Or are you going to be taking this for the rest of your life? Has your doctor shared that with you?
No, we haven't. Like I said, he put me on it, and I see him every 6 months. I just seen him in March. So I'll see him again in September. I will ask that question.
I mean,
how long do I keep taking this, or I don't know.
I mean, that's an important question, and it's one I've seen some stories about these drugs that I guess when other people have decided, okay, I'm done with this, as soon as they stop taking it, whoop, they blow up again. They put weight back on again.
I know the meds he has me on. He has me on to counteract this, to counteract the liver, or help this, or help the heart, or whatever. So, you know, you're taking meds that they find that should help in other parts of your body. Plus, I don't know, it's weird, but I will ask him on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of curious
that,
what happens if you stop.
That is a question you need to ask. It really does. Because, first off, I'm assuming you're paying something for this, right? This is not totally covered by insurance.
No, I'm paying like, I think it's like, I get a month's supply. I think it's like $30 a month. Don't quote me. I mean, the wife takes care of most of the bills.
Only $30 a month. Well, then insurance must be costing most of that then.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh,
okay,
yes.
Okay, all right.
Because I take Jardiance too, and my Jardiance, I went from CVS to Wise, and Wise wanted to charge me like $800 for the monthly pills. And what? And I go back to CVS, and they're like, no, it's only $40. We got a coupon to cover it. Okay.
Oops.
Like, wait a minute here.
Okay, there's a free plug. All right. All right, caller. I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have shared that last part. I tell you what.
Maybe I shouldn't have, but, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break, but I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay. Now, again, I'm not a user of this stuff. I don't know. But just taking that caller story, I'm like, whoa. And again, now Eli Lilly, one of these big companies, is coming out soon at some point with a pill version of this. Maybe, again, are we all going to be on this thing at some point? Let's take a break. We got lots of sports to cover when we come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit Belfont Cruise.
Get ready, Center County. Clearwater Pool and Spa is turning up the heat at this year's Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th with an incredible giveaway. We're giving one lucky winner a walk-in 735L hot tub by Hot Springs. This six-person luxury spa is designed for the ultimate relaxation experience. Featuring powerful massage jets for deep hydrotherapy, multi-zone LED lighting to set the perfect mood, energy-efficient smart jet technology to keep costs low, and of course, the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the industry leader in comfort and innovation. Want to enter? Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall before the event or visit our booth at the Belfont Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to take home this premium hot spring hot tub. Make sure to check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit us in person at our Center Hall location where you can browse our full lineup of hot spring spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our Imagine Pools and our selection of fiberglass pools by Ocean Reef. Win big this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Belfont Cruise.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Praise the Jolly Roger!
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
I don't know if Metallica realized all that was years ago. This becomes one of the great sports anthems. Right? You've heard this everywhere. Baseball games, football games. Mariano Rivera for the Yankees, who I despise, but he's a good guy. I'm an Orioles fan. What do you expect? This was always his entry music at Yankee Stadium, and even you get goosebumps. It's like, wow. Let's talk here on a Friday morning. Scott with you again, the Ironhead Jeff Byers, the real sports guy here. He's on a long vacation. In fact, he's probably in the air right now. I'm not sure of that. He's probably in the air right now. But if you've got some more thoughts on those weight loss things, hold that thought. All right, we're going to do our sports segment here. Hold that thought till later on when we have some open line time. Lots of that. Plenty of other things to talk about. All right, so let's go into sports, and I'm going to share a sports miracle story at the end. A sports miracle occurred yesterday. Most of you probably totally missed it. All right, that's okay. I will share the sports miracle, and I'll have a question for you when we come back here with that in a little bit. All right, let's take a look at local sports from yesterday. We'll start with high school action from scores we were able to cull. In baseball action, Baldy Galeria got a win over Bellwood Annis yesterday, final score of 2-1. Bald Eagle now 3-6 overall, 3-4 in their Laurel Highlands conference. Punxsutawney and Phillipsburg went back and forth yesterday. Unfortunately for the Mounties, Punxy got the win at the end by a final score of 10-9. They scored a run in the seventh to win that game. Punxy went up early 6-0. Phillipsburg rallied to tie the game at 7. They traded a couple of runs, and then unfortunately, Punxy was the team to score last. Phillipsburg's got a good baseball team this year. That was their first loss of the season. They're now 8-1. Fisher White kind of led the way at the plate for the Mounties. He went 2-for-4 with 4 RBI. State College and Altoona faced off in both baseball and softball yesterday going into the holiday weekend. The baseball team got a 9-8 win over Altoona. State High scoring 5 runs in the 6th inning. And at that point, they were up 9-5. Then they kind of held on for the victory. And over on the softball side, not even close. State College walloped Altoona 10-0 in 5 innings, allowing Altoona only 2 hits in that particular game. Of course, today is Good Friday, going into a holiday weekend. As far as I know, nothing, I don't think, for the holiday weekend. All right, Penn State sports, we got a pile. And a lot of stuff this weekend here, but let's start with this. Penn State men's gymnastics team, ranked number 5 in the country. They are at the NCAA championships this weekend, which is being held at Michigan. This is today and tomorrow. Penn State was 2nd in the Big Ten championships recently. Michigan is ranked number 2 in the country right now. They won the thing. Penn State's had a great season, 6-1 overall. Their only loss was to Ohio State, who's currently ranked number 7, and that was way back in early February. That was a long time ago. Once again, the NCAA's today and tomorrow at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor. The other teams taking part along with Penn State are Oklahoma, Michigan, Stanford, Nebraska, Illinois, Ohio State, Air Force, California, Navy, Army, and William & Mary. Interesting. Army, Navy, and Air Force are all in this thing. I don't know. I don't think of the service academies in gymnastics necessarily. I guess I'm way off on that one. Penn State has faced 7 of those teams that I just mentioned, and they only lost to Ohio State. So they've had a solid season. Could they win the national championship? Well, the experts say no. All right, who knows what they know? Oklahoma, Michigan, and Stanford are the favorites. Now, Stanford is Stanford. They are solid when it comes to men's gymnastics. They are right now the 5-time defending national champion. Oklahoma has been strong in recent years. So that's today and tomorrow. So we'll see what Randy Jepson, the coach, and his guys can do this weekend. All right, closer to home, EIVA men's volleyball, regular season title on the line. Penn State playing host to 19th-ranked Princeton at Rec Hall. Tonight, 7 o'clock, tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Rec Hall. Now, here's how this works. Princeton has to win one of those two to be the EIVA regular season champ, and when you do that, then you get to host the conference tournament. They haven't done that, Princeton, since 2019. Penn State would need a sweep. They need to win tonight and tomorrow in order to win that title, and then this would be at Rec Hall for the 5th straight year. Penn State has had a tough season, kind of up and down. So Princeton's probably the favorite, but let's see if the Nittany Lions can pull this off. Penn State and Princeton are the only two in contention for hosting the tournament. There are three teams, Penn State, NJIT, and Harvard, that can get the second seed and a bye in the EIVA tournament. So there's a lot riding on this action at Rec Hall tonight and tomorrow. Penn State currently in second. If they lose them both, obviously then they fall down the ladder a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. Lots of lacrosse action, right? Number 7, Penn State men's lacrosse team will be hosting number 19 Rutgers later today. Over at Panzer Stadium. 6 p.m. is the start time there. Big Ten Network also doing some coverage of that. This is senior day for the Penn State men. They'll be honoring 14 seniors in a ceremony that will actually be right after the game this evening. Penn State, again, ranked number 7, 8-3 overall, 2-2 in the Big Ten. Rutgers is 6-7. They're also 2-2, but one of their wins was over number 1 ranked Maryland, which was a big upset for Rutgers. So that's a big game over at Panzer at 6 p.m. this evening. Penn State's Matt Traynor is one of the 25 nominees for the T. Wharton Award. That award is given every year to the most outstanding college lacrosse men's and women's player, separately, of course. Coaches and some other special folks make this announcement. T. Wharton is actually a foundation, so the T. Wharton Foundation gives out this award. Matt Traynor is a senior captain for the team. He's had a great season. He's a leader. He leads Penn State in goals per game at 3.22, points per game at 4.78. He also leads the Big Ten in both of those categories. He has 100 career points, which is huge. He is one of just 10 players in Penn State lacrosse history to get 100 goals for their career. So watch out for Matt in that game later this evening, and good luck, Nittany Lions. Penn State baseball team is at Medler Field this weekend for a series against Purdue. That begins tonight, Friday at 5:30, Saturday tomorrow at 2, Sunday at 1. If you've never gone to a Penn State baseball game, first off, they're free. You can walk right in. Now, there's no dollar dog night, okay? That's only, where's Jeff? That's only a Tuesday thing. There is one more of those, and I don't have the full schedule in front of me, but there is one more of those. Now, there is some good news, all right? Tomorrow's game, baseball game, ice cream day at Medler Field at Lubrano Park. Penn State is sponsoring the Grand Slam Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough flavor, of course, from the Penn State Creamery. Now, for tomorrow's game, the first 150 fans can get a Penn State baseball mini helmet. It's clean, and then they put the ice cream in the helmet. Hey, that sounds pretty tasty, huh? All right. Tomorrow at 2, all right? But tonight's game starts at 5:30. Penn State men's tennis team will be hosting Purdue today at 10 a.m., and then they host Indiana on Sunday at 1 p.m. Now, this is interesting. This is men's tennis. Sunday's match will have senior day. They'll be recognizing seniors Sam Bossom and Charles Morgan. And they have a free pizza giveaway for fans. All right. Hey, I'm liking that. All right. That's on Sunday's match, which begins at 1 p.m. Penn State has a 12-13 overall record. Penn State women's tennis also here this weekend. They will be hosting Minnesota. Now, their match this afternoon begins at 3 p.m., and then they take on Wisconsin here Sunday, This is actually in the morning at 10 a.m. Sunday will be their senior day. All of this stuff is at the Sarney Tennis Center on the Penn State campus. So that's some pretty cool stuff. For the women's tennis team, their seniors, Deanna Lasorda and Yvonne Zafova, will have a special ceremony on Sunday. Now, here we go. On Sunday, though, the women's tennis team is going to have a donut giveaway. That's not bad. And a chance for fans to enter a drawing to win a free tennis racket. All right. That's on Sunday. That's Sunday at 10 a.m. All right. That's cool. Penn State track and field team. Now, they're on the road down in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend for the Virginia Challenge. That is today and tomorrow. Not familiar with that event, but next weekend I'm familiar with the Penn Relays down in Philadelphia. That's huge. So for Penn State track and field, that is next weekend. Penn State women's golf team is at the Big Ten Championships this weekend in Havre de Grace, Maryland, at the, I'm not sure if I've got this right, the Bull Rock Golf Course. Second year in a row, it's at that course. Penn State finished 13th in this event last year. Indiana is the defending champion. All 18 Big Ten schools will have teams at this event, so we'll see how the Penn State women's golf team does in that particular action. All right, let's move on to, let's get this hockey out of the way. Although somewhere the Ironhead must be happy because the Pittsburgh Penguins won their regular season finale yesterday, and they beat the Washington Capitals to do it. Final score 5-2. Unfortunately, the Penguins end 34-36-12, which means they're on their way to the golf course right now. And they'll be joining the Philadelphia Flyers on the golf course. Flyers did not win yesterday. Their finale, they lost to Buffalo 5-4. Flyers end 33-39-10. Okay. So much for hockey. There we go. Well, that hockey at least. I have some other. Actually, let me interject here. U.S. women's hockey team. They're playing the World Championships over in Europe this week. Tessa Janicki from Penn State is on the U.S. team. She's had a pretty good week, I would say. They beat Germany 3-0 yesterday, so they move on now to the semifinals, which are tomorrow, and the finals will be on Sunday. The U.S. is on one side of the bracket. Canada is on the other side of the bracket, and yes, once again, those two are expected to see each other on Sunday. They have to win tomorrow, which is almost a foregone conclusion, but we'll see how that goes. So we will follow that along. Major League Baseball, again, somewhere the Ironhead is celebrating, maybe on an airplane or something. The Buccos have a 2-game winning streak. Woohoo! interesting game yesterday, which you heard here on 98.7 The Fox. Buccos beat the Washington Nationals 1-0. O'Neill Cruz had a leadoff home run at the start of the game for the Pirates, and that was the only run of the game. That was it. Which, actually, when you think about it, that is quite rare. That doesn't happen much anymore. Andrew Heaney had a great session yesterday. He pitched into the eighth inning and had a very solid affair. Normally, I guess when I think April Major League Baseball, seeing a pitcher going into the eighth inning is really rare because you're supposed to be, you know, protective of arms and all that sort of stuff. So, great win for the Buccos. This weekend, we will have the action from Pittsburgh as the Pirates entertain the Cleveland Guardians. 3-game set today, tomorrow, Sunday. Hear the action tonight here on 98.7 The Fox. Airtime tonight is 6:15. First pitch should be about 6:40. Tomorrow's game will be in the afternoon, just after 4 o'clock. And then Sunday's game, usually early Sunday afternoon, that game should be getting rolling around 1:30. Phillies also a winner yesterday over San Francisco. Final score of 6-4. Christopher Sanchez struck out a career-high 12 guys over 7 innings. Phillies scored 5 runs in the first, and that was enough. Phillies off to an 11-8 start so far this year. The Buccos, not as high, but they're doing okay. All right, they're doing fine. And my Orioles roughed up the Guardians yesterday for the Pirates. My Birds won it yesterday by a final score of 6-2. All right, thank you very much. Let's see, what else do we have here? Aaron Rodgers was on TV yesterday. Oh, boy. Now, it's interesting. He was on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN. That's right after lunchtime. And I remember I'm out doing things yesterday. I'm checking some things. Uh-oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to be on the Pat McAfee show. And some people on social media were like, okay, here we go, Steelers. All right, he's going to the Steelers. He's going to announce it. Here it is. Other people were a bit more reasoned and said, nah, he's probably not going to say anything. And as it turned out, he really didn't say anything yesterday. He had a chat with Pat McAfee. That's about it. And that one and done. He ripped the New York Jets, you know, his team for the last 2 years. Rodgers has got to really be just, why did I go to the New York Jets? Why did I do that? Was it just all because it was New York? I'm figuring that must have been it. Just, I'm playing in New York. And, of course, the last 2 years have been just a disaster for Rodgers. He's now, I believe, 38 years old. So, you know, how much does he have left in the tank? I don't know. Is he still going to sign with the Steelers? Nobody knows. Is he actually going to retire, that threat he's made? Nobody knows. What we do know is that the NFL draft is on Thursday, or starts on Thursday next week. My thought for a while is that Rodgers is going to wait until after the draft, and the Steelers are going to see what they get in the draft. If it's Jackson Dart, you know, the really terrific guy from Ole Miss, maybe you know, Shedeur Sanders from Colorado, they're all going to wait till after the next week before anybody makes any decisions. So there you go. Lee Corso is retiring. Did you see this yesterday? ESPN Game Day. Lee Corso, he's the guy at the end who puts up a headgear on. He picks, you know, whatever their marquee game is, and he puts on a Nittany Lion head, or he puts on a Buckeye Ohio State head, or something else. It's hard to believe that he has been doing this for nearly 40 years. I had no idea that he's been doing it that long. First off, and another thing, if I'm correct, Lee Corso is 90 years old. I had, for whatever meds he's on, I want them, okay? There must be pretty darn good. I had no idea, but finally, Corso is going to retire. Now, apparently, the major college football season begins on August 30th. Penn State, that's when their opening game is. And apparently, Corso is going to do game day that day, and then that's it. And so he's going to do the opener, and they're going to have ceremonies, and they're going to have the whole nine yards and, you know, all that stuff. And then he's going to hang it up. So be ready for that at the end of August. I mean, sometimes I've agreed with Lee Corso. Sometimes I'm like, are you kidding? What the heck was that? Either way, I mean, he's one of those one-of-a-kind guys. And, again, he's 90. I saw that. I'm like, really? Did I read that right? And he's been doing game day for ESPN for so long that he's going to retire August 30 or after August 30. So very interesting. All right. Some very interesting stuff. I've not seen that. It's too soon. Like, what game are they going to be at on August 30th? I'm fairly certain it's not going to be Penn State and Nevada. Fairly certain it's not going to be that one. I'd have to check the rest of the schedule for any potential big games on that particular day, but stay tuned for that. All right, we're going to take a break. We have open line time. I'm going to share my sports miracle and ask you a question when we come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Hey, I like classical music with a beat. How about this? Every time, I may play this all week long until What's-His-Name comes back. Hooked on classics from the 80s. I love this stuff. Somebody should come out with a new version of this. This is from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. They're still around. I'll find some other orchestra. All right, enough of that. Let's talk here for a Friday. Scott with you this morning. Again, our friend Jeff Byers is on a much-deserved and rather long vacation. All right? I think I don't know if he's in the air yet or not. He might be. But he'll be back on... he'll be back on the 28th. Let's see, what's today? Oh, yeah, the 18th. All right, there we go. All right, we're going to do a brief segment here because I went a bit long with sports. And then we've got some heavy topics. All right, Penn State, Donald Trump, other government controversies. And, I mean, folks, we're surrounded by this stuff. We're almost drowning in this stuff. On the one hand, it's great for radio talk shows. On the other hand, it makes us all think, whoa, 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 slow down, slow down, slow down. All right, so we'll share the heavy stuff in a bit. If you want to call in, we have open lines for the rest of the show, 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. Got some really good guests next week. Let me mention this real quick. Our friend Mark Brennan from Lions 24/7 is going to join me Tuesday next week. We're going to talk about spring football for Penn State. We're going to talk about the NFL draft, which is later next week, Penn Staters and stuff like that. And this NIL stuff, I mean, where the heck is this going? I continue to think that this is a house of cards that's going to just collapse at some point. And we're starting to see some things. You know, we got some of these athletes, well, I want more money. Well, I'm not going to play if I don't get more money. Stuff like that. Are we going to see more of that? This proposal to try to get out in front of this. The old line is the horse may be already out of the barn and they can't get out in front of this. Okay, so we got that. Yes, we'll talk politics next week. Our friend Dr. Michael Berkman, Penn State political science professor, will join me in the studio. We've had him on a number of times. Some great conversations there. Also, Dave Gertis from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau is going to join me one morning next week. Going to talk about tourism, some pretty cool things that are coming up for the neighborhood, you know, this spring and summer and so on. And I'm going to ask Dave, you know, all the craziness, does this affect tourism somehow? You know, I don't know, grant money and all these different things. Is there any kind of an effect there? It's affecting other things. So we've got some good shows coming up next week for you, so stay tuned for that. All right, my sports miracle story. Now, I think it was a sports miracle, and this happened yesterday. But I'm going to start with a question. Wherever you are, all right, I'm assuming you're at least somewhat of a sports fan. Has this ever happened to you? And I bet the answer is yes. You're watching probably your favorite team or one of your favorite teams. It could be on TV, it could be in person, you're listening on the radio, whatever, okay? And your favorite team is just, you're like, I can't believe they're going to lose this game. I can't believe it. Oh, I'm so disgusted or heartbroken or whatever. I just can't believe it. And then at that point, you turn it off or you get up and leave the stadium. You just, I've had it, I'm done, and you leave. Raise your hand if you've ever been in that situation. Wherever you are out there, I see a lot of hands in radio land, all right? We've all done it, haven't we? It could have been a Penn State game. Like, oh, I can't, what are these people, what are these guys doing? I can't believe they lost! And you turn it off or you get up and leave. All right, we've all done that, haven't we? And far more often than not, what happens? Well, your team loses. All right, and then you're like, sorry, a coach, players, and all that stuff, right? We've all been there. I was there yesterday. All right. Now, I've mentioned on the show before, I'm a big soccer fan. I love soccer. Used to coach youth soccer. Really would like to do that again sometime. Maybe at some point. That would be great. I really love European soccer. That's the best soccer in the world. English, what's called the Premier League, among the best in the world. Some American players play over there. England, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, just great, great soccer over there. They call it football. We call it soccer. My favorite club team is Manchester United. Now, don't throw things at your radio, okay? You other soccer fans, don't do it. All right, stop that. My favorite team is Manchester United. And they have had, first off, for those who aren't familiar, Manchester United is one of the biggest clubs in the world. Biggest means success, money, fame, you know, all that sort of stuff. Okay, hold on. Music is playing and shouldn't be. All right, there we go. One of the biggest teams in the world. Their former manager is Sir Alex Ferguson, who won numerous championships during his career. And I started rooting for United back years ago because, frankly, Sir Alex reminded me a lot of Joe Paterno. I'm thinking, he looks like Joe Paterno. You know, he coaches and so on, a lot like Joe Paterno. Long time, one team, the whole bit. Well, Manchester United's had a dreadful season this year. Just their worst season in decades. Somehow, though, they're still involved in a European competition, which is called the Europa League. Now, over there, they have club teams from all these different countries, and every year they have this competition where teams from different countries play each other. The top level is called the Champions League, which is a big, big, big deal over there. I'm talking big money, big publicity. You're a Champions League winner, that's like gigantic. That's huge. The next level, they have one called the Europa League. Well, my team, United, is in the Europa League, which is not as prestigious as the Champions League, but it's still pretty cool. All right? And the deal is, if you win the Europa League, you get automatic placement in next year's Champions League. So if you're in the Europa League, you are all in. You want to win that championship because then next year you're at the top level where you're making more money. Also, by the way, all right, more prize payments and stuff like that. So yesterday, my team United is playing Lyon from France. I get home from work, and this is on in the mid-afternoon, all right, about a 5 or 6 hour time delay between here and there. And I turn it on, it's second half, and my team United is up 2-0. I'm like, yes, they're going to move on to the semifinals. All right, this is great. And then I'm working away, and I'm watching, and now it's 2-1. And now it's 2-2, and I'm thinking, oh no, you gotta be kidding me. And so they get to the end of regulation, they're tied. So now we're gonna play some overtime. And the way overtime works is it's not what's usually called golden goal, which means first team to score wins. No, they play for another 30 minutes. No matter what happens, they play for another 30 minutes. 15 minutes one way, then they switch ends of the field, then 15 minutes the other way. The other team, Lyon, right now is playing with 10 men because one of their guys got a red card. Bad, bad, bad. I'm thinking, all right, they're going to score. This is going to work. And then Lyon scores another goal. Now they're up one. And then they score another goal. And now they're up two. And I'm watching this. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my great. This is a disaster. Oh, my gosh. And at that point, I just said, I can't watch this. Because there was only about 10 minutes or so, 10 or 12 minutes left in the game. And I turned it off. Just turned it right off. I was like, I can't watch this. They're terrible. It's like, I can't believe they blew this game. And then I go do other things. So later on, I've got my smartphone. I pull it up. All right, what was the final score? Oh, my God. That was my reaction. Because my team, United, scores three goals in the last, I think it was 7 minutes, to win the game. Which is almost unprecedented. Now, lucky for me, I recorded the game. So last evening, I went to a church service, and I get home. I'm like, I've got to watch this. So, boop, I pull it right up. I kind of fast forward to the end of the game, and I'm watching this like, I can't believe this. Oh, my gosh. It was a sports miracle that United now is into the semifinals by doing the unthinkable. Now, come on. How many of us have had a similar situation at least once? You give up on your team, you turn it off, you get up and leave and whatever, and then look what happens. It's probably I'm trying to think of Penn State examples, and one is not jumping to mind right now, but I know they're out there. So we're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, we'll have open line time, lots to talk about. So weight loss drugs is kind of an interesting topic. And do you have a situation where you gave up on your team, and then at the end they did the unthinkable and somehow won the game? All right? So either way... I couldn't believe it. Now, I was happy as, you know, anything last night. But yes, they won! And then I'm like, shoot, I turned it off. Oh, I should have stuck with it. Oh, I'm a terrible fan. No, actually, I'm probably a normal fan. All right? I wonder how many fans got up and left the stadium last night at the game. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll come right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, the Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit Belfont Cruise.
Race fans, the 25 season at the Clinton County Speedway kicks off this Friday, presented by Tebbs Brothers Landscaping. Experience the thrill as sprint cars, Pro Stocks, 270 micros, and four cylinders battle it out on the track. Gates open at 5. Hot laps roar to life at 7:30. Bring the whole family for an unforgettable night of high-octane excitement. General admission just $15. Kids 12 and under free. Visit ClintonCountySpeedway.com for details. Or check them out on Facebook. See you at the races. Friday nights at the fairgrounds just off Route 220 in Mill Hall.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7. Now, I don't know if anybody's getting married this weekend. Hopefully you recognize this tune. I could be a marriage DJ. That'd be kind of... No, that'd be crazy. I'm not doing it. Hooked on classics. I gotta love it, love it, love it. But hey, welcome. Friday morning program. Let's talk. Scott Giese with you again. The Ironhead Jeff Byers is disembarking on a great family vacation. That lucky dude. All right, he's going to have a great time. So yours truly, flying solo for the next week. And, yeah, during open line time like right now, I'd love a call or two or three or five and so on. 814-954-7266. All right, open line means open line. Anything you'd like to talk about. We're going to talk about this Penn State announcement yesterday. We'll have that in a little bit. Of course, we're going to talk about Donald Trump. Oh, for goodness sakes, ever you guys love him or hate him, you all want to talk about Donald Trump. Come on, admit it. Yes, you do. And a little history, which we'll share, but let's take a call first, and we'll say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
I just called about your last statement about maybe you'll get married this weekend. No, you got to wait till after Easter. At least that's the way the Catholic Church did it.
Oh, good point.
There's no marriages during Lent. Post-Lenten Easter, that's where you get a tidal wave of marriages. Yep. I mean, historically, that's the way
so it next, you're saying next weekend.
Oh, yeah, we're in marriage season now.
Next weekend. Okay, marriage season. Really? Okay.
Well, you know, maybe you were supposed to spend up to, I don't know, what. Maybe it's whittled down, but at one point in time, it was 6 months. They wanted to give these kids every chance to learn about their future obligations before they pulled the trigger and got married. Still think it's a good idea.
pull the trigger and get married. Okay, that's an interesting image.
Well, you have to die to self, and you have to wed, become one flesh. So that's
Kind
of hard, you know, when you go through a public education and you're told how important you are all your young life.
Okay. It's not that bad. Okay, not that bad. One man's opinion, not that bad.
No, I think marriage is wonderful. I mean, I did the kind of focus on myself for my young life, and guess what? It gets boring. So,
okay. All right.
Marriage is difficult, but I mean, there's always something interesting.
Okay, very good.
And challenging.
All right.
I'll try to help you out while you're in. Trying to do the one man show.
Yeah, I appreciate the help. Thanks for the call.
Yes,
all right. All right. 814-954-7266. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Nobody should probably get married this weekend. Easter, Lent, all that stuff. Although, how many people? I think we've talked about this a time or two. You know, they don't go to church anymore, don't care. I mean, for those folks, it's like, it's Easter weekend, big deal. Well, it is still a big deal for some folks. Good Friday services tonight, if you are so inclined. Attend one, because it's important. But we'll leave that alone. History. Now, this is Scott. I'm a history guy. I love history. And for those that aren't, if you will, paying attention to this stuff, starting, well, tomorrow, we are going to have about a 6 to 8 year stretch of activities, because it's 2025. If you think 250 years go back, that would be 1775. And April 19th, that's tomorrow, is the 250th anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord. Now, for those of you, come on, we're going back to history class. Hopefully they covered this with you in history class. Hopefully they're covering this in history classes right now, because it's pretty darn important. All right, up in Massachusetts, you got the colonists, you got the British. They don't particularly like each other. A lot of things have already been happening in the greater Boston area. And so on this day, tomorrow, 250 years ago, the British Army goes marching out into the countryside. We're going to show those crazy colonists that they're nuts. And at Lexington is just, you know, a bunch of guys, they're staring each other down, and somebody fires a gun. And to this day, nobody knows who did that. And the famous term is the shot heard round the world. Somebody on one of the two sides, might have been on the colonist side, somebody fired a gun. Now, did they fire it at somebody? Did it go off accidentally? Nobody knows. Even 250 years later, we don't know. But what happened after that, the British troops are like, whoop, somebody's firing at us. Okay, bang. And they shot at the colonists. Several men died on Lexington Green. And they ran away. And then the British troops get together. Right, we're going to Concord because we're told there's a lot of weapons being stored there. So we're going to go get them. So they march to Concord, but at this point, word has spread around the countryside, and hundreds of colonists with muskets show up at Concord. The British show up, we didn't get anything here. Okay, let's go back to Boston. But from Concord to Boston, which actually, you know, if you had a car, it's not that far, but these guys are marching on foot. The whole way back to Boston, these colonists, hundreds of them, hiding behind trees and walls, shooting at the British regulars. And it turned out to be really a disaster for the British. But in our history, that is the start of the Revolutionary War. Tomorrow, 250 years ago. Now, the big deal, again, is going to be next year, July 4th, 2026, 250 years of the Declaration of Independence. Next summer, that is going to be gigantic. Now, for those of you that are old enough, I would be, to remember the bicentennial, 1976. Remember that? That was gigantic that year. I mean, it dominated that summer. And fireworks and festivities and all this sort of stuff, okay, we're about, again, starting tomorrow. They've got special things going on up in Massachusetts tomorrow. Down in Philadelphia, if you're a museum goer, the Museum of the American Revolution is in downtown Philadelphia. I've been there twice. It's terrific. It's an amazing place. The information and the displays and they have down there are just really cool, really good stuff. They're doing special things tomorrow. Other things tied to the American or other places tied to the American Revolution are doing special things tomorrow and probably Sunday. Just really great stuff. I mean, this is history in the making. speaking, and 250, of course, is a very special number. And so here we go. Now, the war, if you will, went to, well, technically it went to 1783, but it kind of really stopped in the fall of 1781. Well, that would be 2031. So between now and 2031, things like Yorktown, when the British took over Philadelphia, that'll be marked. Different battles, when George Washington and the crew crossed the Delaware for the Battle of Trenton against the Hessians, all that stuff. Get ready. You're going to be seeing a pile of stories, a pile of commemorations from now for the next at least 6 years. There's going to be all different kinds of stuff. And if you're a history person, this is great. I mean, this is like, whoa, this is pretty cool. All right. Very, very, very nice. So get ready. I wish, being in Massachusetts tomorrow would be amazing. Those things they're doing down in Philadelphia tomorrow and this weekend look pretty cool. So if you're a history person, we're about to enter a very significant zone of time. Starting tomorrow, again, get ready. You're going to be seeing lots and lots of this stuff about the Revolutionary War, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, you know, founding fathers, all that sort of stuff. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up here. All right, let's see. Do I want to take the break here or wait? I tell you what, let me take the break here because when I come back, Penn State made an announcement yesterday about the possible closings of Commonwealth campuses. And it's a bit of a change in their strategy, I guess you could call it. If you follow news, there have been some stories out there since yesterday. I have the actual letter from Dr. Neely Bendapudi. So I'm going to read this letter. It's not very long. And because obviously for us, this is a big, big story. That in some ways, even though Commonwealth campuses, if you will, are out there someplace, it still affects us here. And the question is, what are they going to do? And with this letter, it's more about when are they going to do it? All right, so hold that thought. We'll take our break right here and we'll come back. I got a couple things to share on this and some opinions and so on. Now, if you have something, not during the break, but get ready to call 814-954-7266. All right. And yes, some thoughts on Trump and company and why they're doing all this stuff that they're doing. I've been thinking about this the last few days. It's been a crazy 3 months, hasn't it? You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We will come right back.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Jolly Roger!
This year's Penn State Board of Trustees election is about transparency and competence. And Pat Romano is asking for your alumni vote. Pat is a successful local business owner from Phillipsburg and a leader on the World Campus Alumni Board who believes in lowering student tuition, saving Commonwealth campuses, improving the Penn State student experience, and in honoring Joe and Sue Paterno by returning the Joe Paterno statue. Number 3 on your alumni ballot, Pat Romano will focus on Penn State's future and enough of the nonsense. This spring, vote for Pat Romano for the Penn State Board of Trustees.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
As you look out onto your yard or acreage, you know it's coming. Lots of work and time. You may be excited about it because you have a Kubota from Daughter Equipment, which actually makes chores fun and frees up your time for other things. Or maybe you're looking at the lawn and acreage with a scowl because you don't even know if your lawn and garden equipment will even start. You need to get to Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 for Kubota and the answers. If it's your first tractor, it's hard to decide how much horsepower you're looking for, what implements you'll need. Whether you're gardening or landscaping and keeping up with property maintenance, just being behind the wheel of a Kubota makes you appreciate the Kubota compact tractor for its simplicity and ease. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64.
Let's talk for a, oh boy, beautiful Friday. I mean, it is, isn't it? 70s today, 70s tomorrow. Spring has sprung, and I'm going to have to finally get on that lawn tractor sometime for me. I got a busy weekend, sometime next week. Time to get on the lawn tractor. I fired it up. I got it ready to go. Yep, seems to be good. Just haven't done anything yet. I noticed some other people have. All right, you've been out mowing at least once already. So I think for me, that's next weekend. Scott here, solo for a week. Our friend the Ironhead is on his way on his great family vacation for a week and a half. That sucker. All right. He's going to have a good time. That's great. Open line time for this show. Again, next week we got some great guests and topics, so stay tuned for that. But for now, 814-954-7266. All right. Anything you'd like to share, but I've got some things here. Let's talk about some college things. And if you follow news, it's, oh, great, it happened again. Yesterday, Florida State University, if you've been following news, national news, some person got their hands on a weapon and went nuts with it on the Florida State campus, started shooting. Two people killed yesterday, several injured. Now, it's interesting. First off, there's a lot of details that have to happen here. The shooter was caught, all right? So we'll get some details from this person. And it's interesting, if you follow this like yesterday into this morning, you know, the details that have come out are, I mean, call them fascinating. I mean, first off, they immediately rushed out to say the two people killed were not Florida State students. Okay, I guess that's significant. Two people died. That's how I see it. But they weren't students. So if I use the term adults, all right, were apparently killed by this person who, according to at least one version, some eyewitness said this guy just started randomly shooting, not at particular people, just doing it. And this guy's mother apparently is a local sheriff's deputy down there. So one of the weapons he apparently used is actually hers. And he was a Florida State student, or is a Florida State student. And you're looking at this like, okay. Now, again, some folks are going to focus on the gun. When we, come on, folks, we need to be focusing on the person. that guy that tried to torch the governor's mansion last weekend. Yeah, that guy. He's out there. Why? What's going on? Now, this guy at Florida State, why on earth did he do that? All right? If somebody wants to do, one man's opinion, all right? If somebody wants to do something bad, they'll find a way to do it. With a gun, with a knife, with a sword, with a car, with a homemade bomb, with a Molotov cocktail, they will find a way to do it. So, you know, all the emphasis, oh, there's the gun thing again. No, it needs to be, why are these people doing this? I mean, did this guy show, and this will come out in news, it always does, did this guy show any indications that he was about to go boing? You know, did, and almost invariably they do. And a lot of times, you go on social media, oh, there's a post this guy made, boom, like days ago, okay, and so we're in the, all right, the state high situation from this week, all right, somebody was going to do something terrible at state high on Monday, and thankfully, somebody saw or heard something, reported it to school officials, who then reported it to the police, who then found this guy and decided, yeah, this is legit. This guy was going to try, at least, to do something. Now, there's a situation where somebody spoke up and a potentially giant crisis was averted. Thank goodness. And so if you've been following that story this week, on multiple occasions, official people have said, hey, if you know anything, if you know a shred of something, contact us. If it pans out to be nothing, that's fine. It's no big deal. You're not going to be impugned or anything like that. And so, you know, see something, say something. That old line. It's true. Now, you know, with this thing at State High, I think the officials, police, are still trying to gather information here. If you think you know something, like you saw something or you heard something, you encountered something, please don't be a stranger. All right. State College police number is 814-234-7150. Or you can do a web search for their website, State College Police website. And I believe there's a link on there where if you want to anonymously give some information, you don't want to share your name or whatever. I mean, I get it. Okay. First, police are going to keep that stuff confidential. They just are. They're not going to try to endanger anybody who has information. But if you really want to stay anonymous, there are ways to do that. If you know something, say something. Ugh. Anyway, Florida State. So no classes at Florida State today. All their sports are canceled for at least the weekend because of this situation down there. Just, wow, bad. All right, now, colleges. Yesterday, Penn State President Dr. Neely Bendapudi sent out a letter that was addressed to the Commonwealth campus community, but it went to anybody who's on the Penn State email list, I think, got this letter. I happen to be on the list, so I got the letter. And then there were news stories yesterday, last night. You know, you can, you know, CDT, statecollege.com, some other ones. You can, you know, go check out those stories. But I have the actual letter. All right? We've talked about this a bunch of times, about Commonwealth campuses, what's going to happen to some of them. We know it's a foregone conclusion something is going to happen to some of these campuses. I think everybody knows that by now. Something, because budget deficits and declining enrollment in some places and so on. It's the, I hate to say this, it's the smart business thing to do. Any business would do the same thing. If you've got locations that are just not cutting it, it's not working there anymore, okay? So if you've got that sort of stuff, all right, hold on. Got a funky computer this morning. All that sort of stuff. It's going to happen. The question is who and when. Now, this letter yesterday was a bit more about the when, not the who. They're waiting. So let me read this quickly. This won't take long. Scanning here. Yeah, let me read the whole thing, all right? So it says, Dear Commonwealth Campus Community, over the past several months, we've asked a great deal of our Commonwealth Campus students, faculty, and staff, especially those at the 12 campuses being considered for closure. The uncertainty that has accompanied this process has not been easy, and I remain, and this is from Dr. Ben DePudi, I remain deeply grateful for the resilience, grace, and dedication that you've shown during this time. From the beginning, we've approached this work with urgency and care. Now, some, all right, let me interject. Some would argue this, because there have been some protests and various town halls or whatever. Okay. As I shared in February, our goal was to reach final decisions before spring commencement, but I also recognized that we would adjust the timeline if needed. Today, yesterday, I want to let you know we are making such an adjustment. Now, let me interject here a moment. When I saw that they were going to do this before graduation ceremonies, which are coming up here shortly, I thought, ooh, that's bad timing, like optics, not good. I mean, you've got these graduation ceremonies, and then at some of these places, they're going to be overshadowed by, oh, yeah, we're going to close your campus. I thought, okay, timing, not the greatest. And apparently, at Old Main, they have seen that now, too. All right, reading. Final exams and commencement are rapidly approaching. Activities of great significance for our entire community. My team, Dr. Ben DePudi, my team has consulted with students, faculty, and staff on the timing of announcements, and I agree with their broad recommendation to hold until after these milestone events. As a result, I've decided to delay the announcement of campus decisions until mid-May. Further, the Board of Trustees plans to convene in mid-May to consider my Commonwealth campus recommendations. Until action is taken by the board, no decisions are final. That's true. The Board of Trustees, they're the folks in charge. All right, I'm interjecting here. Yeah. So I'm not surprised. We will share advance notice of the board's public meeting date once scheduled. So it's mid-May, but we don't have an exact date yet. And how to observe the proceedings, which means probably online, all right, depending on where and all that sort of thing. Following the board meeting, you can expect immediate communication from me and other leaders. We also know that some of you may be away from campus at that time. No surprise, you know, at the end of the spring semester, a lot of folks, hey, I'm out of here for a week or two, going on a vacation. All right, we get it. All right, that happens every year. We know some of you may be away from campus at that time, so we're preparing both in-person and virtual opportunities for students, faculty, and staff to come together, ask questions, and support one another. I know this delay may bring mixed emotions, relief for some, renewed frustration for others. This is Dr. Ben DePudi's letter. Please know that this decision reflects our belief that you deserve both clarity and compassion. Thank you for your continued patience and commitment to Penn State and to each other. We are navigating this moment together, and we will move forward together as well. Sincerely, Neely Ben DePudi. All right, now that's the letter. I would say, one man's opinion, yes, a very good decision to wait until after graduation. I'm not sure, I have no idea who thought it would be a good idea to do this before graduation ceremonies, but no, that would have been really bad, okay? So, one man's opinion, Old Main has absolutely made the right move here. And, I mean, you know, we've never had Dr. Ben DePudi on the show. I would love to have her on this show. Either I go to her at Old Main, or she comes over here to our studios, way over on Science Park Road, just to, you know, talk the issues. She walked into she walked into a situation which was rather untenable, meaning all these Commonwealth campuses, and Penn State has more, I think, than any other school in the country. They're just everywhere. And somebody in the past, I guess, thought that was a bright idea. All right? Pitt, by comparison, Pitt, I believe, has 4 branch campuses. 4. That's it. And they're all on the western third of the state. They're not all over the place. Now, I know, Penn State University, I get it, okay? But is it possible, and it is possible, Penn State overgrew too many places and too many towns all over the state, including, again, we've talked about this, some campuses that are almost on top of each other. Well, why are there two of them here? Scranton has a campus. Wilkes-Barre has a campus. For goodness sakes, they're right next to each other. Hello? Who thought that was a good idea in the distant past, whenever that was? You got two of them? One would do. All right, like somewhere, either one of the two or somewhere in between. And you got Hazleton, which is not that far down the road from Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. So it's like you got three almost on top of each other. Go down to Greater Philadelphia, you know, the suburbs and so on. There you've got some that are very close to each other. Go out to Western PA, you've got a couple that are very close to each other. Why? I mean, why? From a business perspective, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Now, again, as I just read the letter, and again, there are some stories out there. You can look them up online and so on. I mean, I can just sense, and I don't know if Dr. Bendapudi actually wrote this or if a speech writer wrote it. I have no idea. But clearly in this letter, she's showing that they really don't want to do this. But they have got to save money, and it makes sense from a business perspective. So it needs to happen. And again, there's 12 campuses that are, if you will, on the chopping block. Some are, you know, there. I don't have the list in front of me, but it was announced earlier, okay, these campuses are absolutely staying open. So Penn State Altoona, for instance, absolutely staying open. Penn State Barron up in Erie, absolutely staying open. Now, those are four-year campuses. You can get a Penn State degree and never set foot here by going to those campuses. And there are a few other ones. So as I read the letter, as I, you know, just did a moment ago, I mean, you can tell in the words and so on. All right, caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. I mean, they don't want to do this, but from a business perspective, they really need to because it's not working. $90 million deficit. Campuses that are, the enrollments are going down. And it's like, we can't afford to keep these open anymore. This is not working. So there it is. Now, so we don't have a date. It says mid-May. Well, that could be a two-week period, mid-May. But it will be after graduation weekend. I'm looking at a calendar. Yeah, that would be like May 9, May 10, I guess May 11 is graduation weekend. So probably sometime in that week after, the Board of Trustees, I guess, is going to have a get-together. And again, they're the folks in charge. So they make the final calls about this, that, and the other thing. So yes, it makes perfect sense to kind of dovetail all that stuff together. Again, who thought doing this before graduation weekend was a good idea? I don't know. Let's take a call again, 814-954-7266, and we'll say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, just give some insight to Pennsylvania, Penn State, and right. Logistics. So I grew up in the Philadelphia area, Delaware County, attended a school called Delaware Valley College, which is now University of Bucks County.
Mm-hmm.
It was 40 miles away from where I was born, and it was at least a two-hour commute by car or by public transportation. Public transportation started with a trolley, and then you took the elevated line, and then you took the train. And if you took Route 202 via your car and got ensnarled in traffic, it was still 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of traffic down there, yeah.
So what I'm getting at is, even though Wilkes-Barre and the adjacent town, Scranton. If it's like Philly, 20, 30 miles is like a day.
I'm going to disagree with you there. Up there, that particular instance, it's not that big of a deal to go from Scranton to Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre to Scranton. I've been on the Wilkes. I think I've been on both of those campuses, and even in the rush hour or whatever, it wouldn't be that bad. All right. Now, okay. You said 2 hours. It wouldn't be anything close to 2 hours.
Well, the primary reason why I left my home area was I hated the traffic. So
sure.
I love Center County.
I can go 60 miles in less than an hour. I love that.
Well, so do I. Yeah, okay.
But, and that gives you opportunity. I mean, you can actually find less expensive rent, you know, if you're working in the State College area. But then on the other hand, if we're fighting global warming and whatnot, and we have to go to an EV car and whatnot, that doesn't work out either. If we continue down that path, we're going to have to live closer to work.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I first came up here in 85, there were plenty of people who commuted to work at Penn State from Tyrone, Altoona, Penn's Valley and whatnot.
They still do.
Yeah, they still do. I think the business model still works for that commute. But
Clearfield, Lewistown, Tyrone. Yeah, a lot of people. Lock Haven, they still do that. Williamsport, they still do that.
Right. But I'm saying, for those folks that are listening in that region, Billy's a very different animal. 10-15 miles is a hump. It could take a lot of time to, you know, traverse 20 miles in Delaware County, Philadelphia County.
Well, I tell you, I've had a thought. Now, this is an opinion, all right? Because we've been talking about this issue for a while. You know, what Commonwealth campuses, some should close, you know, it doesn't pay anymore, blah, blah, blah. And we keep hearing about, you know, Penn State, $90 million deficit, and they got to close the hole and all that sort of thing. So you would think, well, if there's a deficit, that means we're going to cut back on some things. Yet we have a $700 million stadium deal. And plenty of other buildings and facilities here that are being built or refurbished. And I wonder,
you need to backtrack a little. The way you said that built versus refurbished, you know exactly what you're talking. It's one of the same.
Okay, all right, that's fine. But what I'm trying to mention, and this is an opinion, I'm wondering if some folks at Old Main, if they had their druthers, they would like students to come here, not a Commonwealth campus. They'd like them to come here in the future.
I think, I don't know what to make of the Trump administration. I personally don't believe anybody gets into that high office without the support of the people with the biggest and deepest pockets. It takes a lot of money to become elected to that office. And I recognize that we're a democracy, but I also recognize $1, one vote, too. And there's a few people who can literally throw hundreds of millions of dollars, and then they want some return on that investment when people get elected. So even though the Trumpster irritates half the world's population, I don't think he was just a phenomenon. I think he had backing and support by people who want some stability going forward in their investments. So I actually am of the opinion that, we're in some type of transition economically.
Yes.
And I think it impacts our beloved Penn State. And when I first came to Penn State, it was a Penn State university. And beginning in the mid-90s, it really became an international, I'm talking about University Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's an international campus. And now I'm wondering, are we kind of transitioning back to a Pennsylvania more oriented campus and university, meaning are we truly bringing manufacturing back? Do we really need institutions like Penn State who have supplied so many engineers over the last 100 years? I kind of think it's probably somewhere in between. I don't think it's not going to be exactly the way it was in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
No.
But I think it's gone. I think we've swung too far to the international globalist economics, and there is a need to kind of come back a little and bring not all manufacturing, but certain very important manufacturing back to the United States and Pennsylvania. And that's going to
I would say Trump and company want to bring back as much manufacturing as they can bring back. Not just certain things, everything.
Well, they're kind of, I don't know if you know the history of manufacturing, but I know some people kind of ridicule, okay, we're going to start out by making tchotchkes, you know, ceramic figurines. But what you need to know about manufacturing is it's about the assembly line. So if it's going to be AI and robotics, you've got to give your assembly line a startup project. And if it's going to be a little tchotchke on the way to making a very sophisticated military missile or something, you've got to test out the assembly line. You've got to start with something humble. So, I don't know. I wish it... Some engineers would call it. I'm an Aggie. I'm not an engineer.
Well, that's fine. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
All right. We'll take a break in a moment. I just an opinion. It's just, and I'm an observer. All right. First off, I've been a journalist my whole life. Part of being a journalist is being an observer. Second part is asking questions. And so my observer thing is just, I see these new buildings going up around here, all right? This new classroom building, a new residential building, you know, Beaver Stadium, you know, giant project and so on, other things around there. And it just, an opinion is, as somebody in Old Main, if they had their druthers, they want more future Penn State students coming here, not branch campuses around the state. They would prefer they come here. And so part of the thought there is, all right, let's close some of these branch campuses because, you know, economically especially, it's not working anymore in some of these places. And then beyond that, it's, excuse me, beyond that is, you know, just consolidation in business. They've always been there, all right? And over the last, I'm going to say 15 years, especially since the 08-09 recession. I mean, somehow you could do some research on this. How many businesses, we're talking like corporations and stuff like that, have done either a little or massive consolidation? A giant number of them. They really pulled it in. We'll be right back.
Let Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox make you a winner this summer with our Summer Splash Contest with Clearwater Pools and Spas in Center Hall. This Father's Day weekend, The Fox will be giving away a spacious hot springs hot tub during a Belfont cruise at Talleyrand Park in downtown Belfont. Stop by these fine locations and get signed up to become a qualifier for the contest.
The 36th Annual Historic Belfont Cruise coming up Father's Day weekend, June 13th and 14th. Top-notch entertainment all weekend long. It starts out Friday night with an open cruise, a sock-off, the big car show on Saturday with over 30-plus classes of cars, trucks, and motorcycles on display. Plenty of sponsorship opportunities for you. Call 814-280-5881 or visit Belfont Cruise.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McTominay has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Get ready, Center County. Clearwater Pool and Spa is turning up the heat at this year's Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th with an incredible giveaway. We're giving one lucky winner a walk-in 735L hot tub by Hot Springs. This six-person luxury spa is designed for the ultimate relaxation experience. Featuring powerful massage jets for deep hydrotherapy, multi-zone LED lighting to set the perfect mood, energy-efficient smart jet technology to keep costs low, and of course, the trusted quality of Hot Springs Spas, the industry leader in comfort and innovation. Want to enter? Stop by Clearwater Pool and Spa in Center Hall before the event or visit our booth at the Bellefonte Cruise on June 13th and 14th to sign up. Don't miss your chance to take home this premium hot spring hot tub. Make sure to check us out online at groupclearwater.com or visit us in person at our Center Hall location where you can browse our full lineup of hot spring spas. And while you're there, be sure to ask about our Imagine Pools and our selection of fiberglass pools by Ocean Reef. Win big this summer with Clearwater Swimming Pool Company and the Bellefonte Cruise.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With cloud fax solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
Where's the blue band? We should have some blue band stuff in here. A good march. Maybe the, you know, I mentioned the 250th anniversary of Lexington Concord, you know, all the great marches. I don't know, maybe they'll have this. Da, 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 da. All right, friends, only a few minutes left in this great program. Let's talk here for Friday. Scott with you. Again, the Ironhead Jeff Byers, I got a message from him. He's in Chicago. Now, that's not where they're going to end up. I'm assuming he's at O'Hare, and they're on their way on their great trip. And I told him, send pictures. Frankly, the Florida stuff, I don't care. Yellowstone, I want to see some great pictures. So next week, now granted, folks, it's the radio. I can describe the pictures to you. That's about the best I can do. Yeah, we have our website, 987thefox.info. I probably won't put the pictures up there. I won't do that. All right, we have just a few minutes, about five. If somebody wants to chime in very quickly, 814-954-7266. All right, I'm going to hold my Trump stuff till Monday because 5 minutes isn't enough time. So we'll debate or argue about this on Monday. Why are Trump and company doing all the things they're doing? Which over the last 3 months, that's a lot of stuff. I've got some thoughts, and I will save that for Monday. Okay. Again, the Penn State story here. There's actually a second thing that came out this week, which is not related, but there's a blurb in here that just kind of caught my eye. I didn't even know they did this. They're doing an effort starting on Monday that's part of what's called Swipe Out Hunger. And so for, I guess, a couple of weeks until the end of the spring semester, if you're a Penn State student and you have excess money in your meal account that you know you're not going to use, you know, in a week or two or something, there's a way that people can donate money from their dining account to a fund called the Penn State Student Emergency Fund, and then that money that's collected is used to help out students, other students, who are dealing with usually called food insecurity. Like, they don't have enough money for food, which, that's a bad situation, all right? No doubt about that. So, this is the fifth year in a row. I'll be honest, I wasn't even aware of this. So, you know, you can donate, it says, $1, $5, $10, $15, whatever, at any residential dining facility, including mobile orders. So, if you're a student and you have excess money in your account, you're like, hey, I want to donate this to help out somebody else. That's a great effort. That's phenomenal. That's awesome. So how many people will do it? This starts on Sunday, by the way, and runs through May 9th, which is sort of the official end of the semester. So that's, yeah, it's about a 2-week period. So for folks that want to, you know, take part in that, great. Actually, that's almost more like about a 3-week period there. But what caught my eye on this is, it says Penn State students at any residential campus. And sometimes we might think that every Penn State campus has housing, like on-campus housing. No, they don't. There's a number of them that don't. And I guess I've never really seen a listing, but here's a listing. These are Penn State campuses that have residential housing, like right there, boom. Obviously here, University Park, Altoona, Beaver, Berks, Brandywine. Now there's a couple down near Philadelphia, Berks, Brandywine. Barron, Greater Allegheny, that'd be the Pittsburgh area, Harrisburg, Hazleton, and Mont Alto. Those all have residential buildings, like dorms, where students can live. It's interesting, Scranton or Wilkes-Barre, I knew Wilkes-Barre didn't have it, and Scranton doesn't either. They have no housing. Hazleton down the road does. Maybe as these people at Old Main figure, okay, here's what we're going to do, how much of that figures into the equation? Well, we want to keep campuses open that have housing. All right, maybe we want to do that. Other ones where it's all commuter, maybe not. Just a thought, all right? As these official people try to make a decision on, you know, what direction they're going to go in here. So, again, that's going to come up. We don't have a date. Mid-May. Again, I'm looking at a calendar. May 1, 2, 3, 4. Probably the week of May 12th. That would be after the semester, graduations, all that stuff is all done. Maybe it's going to be the week of May 12 or May 19. It's going to be one of those 2 weeks. Again, there are some people that are, I think Dr. Bendapudi's letter mentioned frustration. Yeah, renewed frustration for some people. Okay. Yeah, again, if I was working at a branch or Commonwealth campus, of course I'd be on pins and needles right now. Lots of those folks are, and that's perfectly understandable. I think we all understand that, you know, am I going to have a job, you know, in the future? Am I going to be able to matriculate, move to another campus? I don't know. Where is the next closest campus? We'll have to see. I mean, this is almost like the Rockview Prison situation, isn't it? All right. We had that public hearing finally this week. Official people from Harrisburg show up and hear testimony. And again, my thought, yesterday I think it was, did they actually hear anything? Or was it just, okay, come on, we got to do this. Let's get this over with. Come on. They've already made up their minds. They're never going to change their minds. Boof, there it goes. Because again, shortfall, money, consolidation. Now the people again that work at Rockview, if they close it, allegedly they're all promised jobs in the system, but where? Muncie? Huntingdon? You know, for some of these folks, that would be a significant hike. Well, this Penn State situation is much the same. So, yeah, we got some heavy topics here. We got some heavy situations here. Step by step. I mean, these next few weeks, I mean, that Rockview decision is going to come down probably around the middle of May. So the middle of May is going to be very interesting. Hey, folks, what a beautiful weekend. Get out and enjoy it. I will see you here Monday morning.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have-